It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session for those navigating life after leaving faith. My name is Jeremy West. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a sensitive but important topic, healing religious trauma through mindfulness. For many of us, religion wasn't just a set of beliefs. It was an all-encompassing system that shaped our identity, our behaviors, and our emotions. When we leave, we often carry wounds, fear, guilt, shame, or anxiety, born from years of indoctrination or spiritual abuse. The good news is that healing is possible. Mindfulness offers tools to help you process this pain, let go of what no longer serves you, and rebuild a foundation of peace and trust in yourself. Step one is to acknowledge and validate your experience. Religious trauma can manifest in different ways: fear of judgment, deep-seated shame, or even physical symptoms like hypervigilance. The first step to healing is to acknowledge that your pain is real and valid. Many of us were taught to suppress our feelings or dismiss our experiences to keep the faith. Mindfulness invites you to reverse that pattern by observing your emotions without judgment. Here's a practice you can try. Find a quiet space. Take a few deep breaths. Gently bring to mind one aspect of your religious experience that feels unresolved. Notice the feelings that arise, maybe anger, sadness, or fear. Instead of pushing them away, say to yourself, "It's okay to feel this. My emotions are valid." This simple act of acknowledgement can begin to release the weight of suppressed pain. Step two, release guilt and shame. Religious trauma often leaves us with lingering guilt. Guilt for questioning, guilt for leaving, or guilt for no longer adhering to a set of rules. Shame, too, can feel like a heavy shadow whispering that you're not enough. Mindfulness teaches us to separate our worth from these feelings. Try this mantra: I am not my guilt. I am not my shame. I am enough just as I am. Repeat it during moments of self-doubt, either silently or out loud. Over time, this practice can help you rewire the narrative that your worth is tied to religious approval. Step three, process pain without being overwhelmed. Religious trauma can feel like an emotional flood, and it's easy to get swept away by the intensity of your feelings. Mindfulness provides an anchor, helping you face your pain without drowning in it. One way to do this is through grounding techniques. When you feel overwhelmed, pause and focus on your breath. Inhale deeply for a count of four, hold for four, and exhale for six. This simple practice signals your nervous system to calm down, creating space to process your emotions with clarity. Step four, rebuild trust in yourself. Many faith traditions teach that authority lies outside of you, in a deity, scripture, or religious leader. This can erode your ability to trust your own intuition and decisions. Mindfulness is about coming back to yourself. During your meditation practice, place a hand over your heart and say, "I trust myself to navigate my journey. My truth matters." Over time, this affirmation helps you rebuild the confidence to rely on your inner compass. Step five is to reframe your relationship with spirituality. Healing doesn't mean you have to abandon all aspects of spirituality, unless that's what feels right for you. Mindfulness invites you to redefine spirituality on your own terms. For some, it might mean connecting with nature, practicing yoga, or finding awe in the vastness of the universe. For others, it might mean cultivating gratitude or a sense of interconnection. There's no right or wrong way to engage with spirituality post-faith. The key is to honor what feels authentic to you. When I began deconstructing, I carried immense guilt. I was haunted by the idea that I was backsliding or betraying my faith community. But as I practiced mindfulness, I started to see these feelings for what they were: remnants of conditioning, not reflections of my worth. One day, during a meditation, I visualized myself standing on a mountaintop. Below me was a valley filled with the voices of guilt and shame. Instead of climbing back down, I stood tall and breathed in the fresh mountain air. That visualization helped me reclaim a sense of peace and self-trust. If this is what you'd like to work on today, you might make today's daily intention. How many more ways can I continue to release my guilt and embrace self-trust even more? For more on setting daily intentions, see episode 59 of It's Now Again. Healing religious trauma is a journey, not a quick fix. Through mindfulness, you can process pain, release guilt, and create a life rooted in authenticity and peace. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.